to be called into the hospital so that all medical treatment would be available to the president. Chet?
In just this momentary lull, I would assume that the memory of every person listening at this moment has flashed back to that day in April 1945 when Franklin Delano Roosevelt...
Excuse me, Chet. Here is a flash from the Associated Press, Dateline Dallas. Two priests who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. There is no further confirmation, but this is what we have on a flash basis from the Associated Press. Two priests in Dallas who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. There is no further confirmation. This is the only word we have indicating that the president may, in fact, have lost his life. It has just moved on the Associated Press wires from Dallas. The two priests were called to the hospital to administer the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church, and it is from them we get the word that the president has died, that the bullet wounds inflicted on him as he rode in a motorcade through downtown Dallas have been fatal. We would remind you there is no official confirmation of this from any source as yet.
Bill, just moments before you brought the flag, I had word from the hospital that the Vice President, Lyndon Johnson, and his wife had just left the hospital, then rushed away into a motorcade and departed.
This, Frank, might be confirmation of the flash.
We must stand by for confirmation, as Bill has emphasized. This is rather sketchy information. We will stand by. We should have...
Now, there apparently is word that this AP flash, this report from the two priests, that the president has died of bullet wounds is confirmed. We will attempt now to get to station WBAP-TV in Fort Worth, Dallas, for confirmation. We go to newsman Tom Murphy.
Substantiating this, but not confirming it, is a report about 5 minutes ago by the Dallas Police Department to all of its officers that the president had died. Some 3 to 5 minutes later, the AP flashed that two priests at the hospital say the president is dead. Charles Murphy, returning now to NBC in New York.
Word from two sources. Again, it is not...
Bill, excuse me. We have NBC's Bob McNeil on the line now with the report. Please go ahead, Bob. White House Press Secretary Malcolm Kilduff has just announced that President Kennedy died at approximately 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, which is about 35 minutes ago.
After being shot by an unknown assailant during a motorcade drive through downtown Dallas. The president died approximately 25 minutes after the attack took place. He had been rushed bleeding and unconscious to the Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas and was given blood transfusions. About 15 minutes ago, reports NBC's Bob McNeil from Dallas, to whom I'm talking now,
A priest emerged.
After having given the president
the last rites.